Last Thursday night, as a massive storm ravaged many areas of the state, pharmacist Aaron Gwynn sat at home, thinking to himself about the possibility of someone breaking into his business, the Greenbrier Medical Arts Pharmacy, which sits just a few miles northeast of downtown Lewisburg. Sometime over the course of that night, with all the rain coming down and floodwaters starting to rise in neighboring communities, Gwynn says someone actually was trying to break in.
In the wake of the, all that was taking place, somebody thought that that would be a good opportunity with the police diverted elsewhere. They could break into the pharmacy with minimal effort and wouldn't encounter any resistance.
When Gwynn arrived at the pharmacy the next morning, a window was broken, but nothing had been stolen. Others in the surrounding areas didn't have the same luck. Longtime resident of White Sulphur Springs, Sadie Fraley, says a friend of hers had a stove stolen out of her home over the weekend. Fraley remembers seeing a lot of unfamiliar faces around town.
It kind of scared me because I was ready to approach him before I called the police and say, hey, if you don't have business here, you need to move on. I'm glad I didn't. It was about 12 of them. And I've never seen them here. Like I said, I grew up in this town. I own a restaurant in town. I know a lot of people.
Reports of breaking and entering, theft and looting, have led local officials affected by the flood to impose curfews in some communities, including White Sulphur Springs and Alderson. City officials there say they've implemented those curfews by way of a city ordinance. However, officials in both municipalities have failed to provide those ordinances when requested. Judy Hoover has been volunteering her time at the Alderson Community Center, which is now functioning as a shelter and donation center. She says her home was not affected by the flooding, but she's glad there's a curfew in her hometown.
So our house is sitting there all day. Of course it is locked, but locked doors don't keep people out. I do know that some other people have been concerned. I don't think we've had any in Alderson this year, which I'm very proud of. It seems that everybody has stuck together, but it's still a concern.
I rode along with Patrolman Mac Breckenridge of the Alderson Police Department Monday night as he enforced the 11 o'clock curfew in the town that split between Greenbrier and Monroe counties. Breckenridge, like many other city officials in Alderson, say the curfew is out of an abundance of caution and most everyone is cooperating. Mostly, it's just a warning. He'll pull up to teenagers walking around or vehicles on the streets and simply tell them to go home.
So for the most part, a lot of innocent things going on, nothing too terribly dramatic.
Nothing too dramatic. I mean, two girls that were walking down the sidewalk, they were
high school kids
heading home. I mean,
right.
The foot transportation, it's hard to get anywhere on time.
But around 11:30 Monday night, Breckenridge wrote his first two citations for residents violating the curfew after stopping a car driving the wrong way down a one-way street.
Yeah, he doesn't have proof of insurance for the vehicle.
But are you citing him for the curfew?
I'm gonna cite them both for the curfew, just because he was well aware of the curfew and she was well aware of it too.
Down Route 60 in Fayette County, Sheriff Steve Kessler confirms his department has made one arrest for theft-related crimes following last week's flood. He says they've received other complaints from county residents and is quick to ask those out and about to heed the warning.
We were just told that there was people coming into the area, like I said, on four-wheelers and, four-wheel drive vehicles just cruising through. So we just decided we pretty much know who lives in those areas. We'll just stop them, check them. You don't live there, you don't belong there.
In other areas affected by flooding, there's no official count of how many complaints or reports have been filed with law enforcement. Resources are stretched so thin that, in many cases, paperwork has yet to be filed with city or county clerk's offices. Pharmacist Aaron Gwynn in Lewisburg says that's the case with the incident at his store. He feels the attempted break-in was an isolated incident and says many similar ones in the area were likely a matter of survival and not maliciousness. He recounts an incident reported at his church as the storm hit the area.
In Hart's Run, somebody had broke into the church. However, they were just obviously seeking refuge. They used some tablecloths to cover up with and slept through the night, helped themselves to some coffee and that sort of thing, and left $20 in the offering plate and did not destroy anything, took good care of the place. And we were glad. No police reports were filed because we were glad that they were able to find a dry place to sleep for the night.
Gwynn, like many others in areas affected by the storm, feels the goodness of the community far outweighs reports of theft or hostility. However, city officials in White Sulphur Springs say a curfew remains in place indefinitely, at least until a large number of residents are able to return to their homes and recovery efforts aren't occupying so much of law enforcement's time. Alderson city officials say Wednesday night marked the final night of their curfew. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich in Greenbrier County.